Promoting a healthy lifestyle this update. Brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. The 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Club.
Peter Pratt is joining me once again. It's the 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Challenge. Peter's from the Diabetic Health Clinic. He himself diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, but turn that around. We've been talking over the last few weeks about the 30-day juice fast that you went on. Mm-hmm. Should I call it? Is it really a fast? Is that the right term for it?
It's probably not, but that's the description that people use for it. It's not really a fast because from a nutritional point of view, you are consuming far more than what you would normally eating processed foods or the foods that we normally eat.
Well, your experience over 30 days must have had some big ups and downs. Tell us exactly what happened.
The first period of time, which was 3 days for me, where I was breaking the sugar addiction, was extremely tough. As we said in previous weeks, day two, I didn't get out of bed. Day three, I went to the office, and I used to love to have my coffee. And there's a coffee machine behind me, and someone made a coffee in the morning, and I was ready to kill that person. It was tough.
Getting the aroma, but you can't.
I can't, and I can't because I've bought my vegetable juice into work and I've shown everybody what I'm doing, so I can't go back now,
Yep. All right, so we're all keeping each other accountable here in the office to stick to that, so that's something at least.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's a big part of getting through that initial period because that initial period is very tough. The sugar addiction can be a very tough addiction to break.
Okay, what happened after that?
Day four, I got out of bed and I thought, gee, I feel okay. This is good. And so for the next week or so, it was an interesting journey of little ups and downs, but predominantly all good. So there was worse days, there was better days. On the worst days, some of the memories of some of the foods come back a little bit. You smell something walking down the street and you think, I wouldn't mind that. But you're past that sugar addiction, so those massive cravings that hit you normally are gone. It's just a psychological thing that happens. Once I got out of that period and I got into week three, something really interesting happened. It was like a switch went off in my brain.
Really? It was that significant?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And at that point, I actually decided that I didn't want to eat. I wanted to keep juicing.
Okay. That's pretty radical because I'm imagining most of us would be, oh, I've got the date on my calendar. That's the date the juicing ends and I can come back to quote-unquote normal food again.
This is the issue with dieting. Dieting is totally the wrong paradigm.
Mm.
Dieting says that you miss out on something for a period of time. When you are able to break the sugar addiction and you're able to delete all your old tastes and you're coming up to a point where you've got a clean slate in front of you, you can then start to decide to eat the correct foods without this additional problem of having these cravings.
Because that's really why a lot of diets fail, isn't it? Because you yo-yo, once the period is finished, go back to bad habits, the weight goes back on
again.
The cravings aren't really broken.
And there's actually research to show that people that do the dieting thing, every time they go through weight loss, they put it back on plus more, which is scary.
I'm putting my hand up for that one.
Well, we're going to change that, Steve, aren't we?
We are indeed. Peter, thank you so much for sharing. We might get even a little bit further into the final days of your 30-day juicing experiment, if I can call it that.
Absolutely.
And how now that's led you to an ongoing lifestyle of healthier eating and living. Peter Pratt is from the Diabetic Health Clinic. You can visit his website by that very name, diabetichealthclinic.org, and also click on the links to like his Facebook page too. We can get the most up-to-date information. And Peter, thanks again for joining us today.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
This healthy lifestyle update brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. To join the Healthy Lifestyle Club, call 106.5 REMA FM 54422 833.